Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Like a battlefield. There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. But it's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpet sounds. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello, my friends, and welcome. This is Pastor Butch Paul. It is 13 May 2025. You know, folks, we'll be long. We'll be halfway through another year. I just am amazed at how fast time is going by. I mean, I look forward to springtime, and I look forward to the month of March and April. It starts getting pretty and green. Then, bang, it's June. The next thing you know, it's August, and we're back into the fall again. And time goes by so fast. There's so many things happening. And if you're, I know like most of you are like I am, you try to kind of keep up on things, keep an eye on things. And it makes time speed up. When I was a young man, a day lasted forever. It did. It didn't make any difference. I did, they just like would just drug on in a week. My goodness, would never pass. But anyway, now a day is like a week. I mean, a week's like a day used to be, and a month's like a week. That's how fast it goes by now. But anyway, welcome to the next broadcast. Glad you're with us. Going to bring up a very good friend of mine that I've never met personally yet. He took over for Tex Myers, who's another friend of mine before he passed away. We're going to talk to Jay Barrett. Who took over Power of Prophecy when Tex passed away, and let him share some thoughts with us. And you, this can be an open conversation tonight. We want you to join in. Grab yourself a glass of iced tea or whatever you want, a cup of coffee, real coffee, that's fine, whatever you want to do. Grab yourself something to drink, relax, and listen to what we're saying and chime in. We want to hear from you tonight. This is an open conversation. You have a question, comment, even if we're not talking about a certain topic, tonight is your chance to share your thoughts at 717-300-1698. 717-300-1698. We want to hear from you. Don't forget, we're offering this month, a special month, is our DVD's three-hour teaching, along with a book on the old Jerusalem, is not the new Jerusalem. And the outline that I used to do the teaching out of is called Prophecy, American Prophecy, for 3 hours, $39.95. And I hate to even ask that much for it, but folks, the price of postage and stuff is keeps going up and up and up. And the posties, the post office, they lost money last year, millions of dollars. I don't know how they did that, but they say they did. But anyway, it's available. You can call 800-777-4403. Or 304-846-4448. Talk to Faith. If she doesn't answer the phone, she'll call you back and take your order or whatever you want to do. And we just got a new shipment of Strauss products in. If you need the heart drops or the kidney drops or the bladder drops, whatever you need, we have them now. We have the full stock as of right now, and they go up pretty quickly. But if you need to restock on anything from Strauss, we just got a shipment of vitamin A toothpaste and mouthwash in. They're available here if you want them, and a lot more than that. If you want a free catalog, there's no charge for catalog. We'll send you a brand new catalog free. You just got them in 2 days ago. The spring and summer catalog will be going out of here if you want it. Just call the same number and leave your address, and we'll send you a catalog, okay? And when you do order something, please leave your phone number, too, because sometimes things come back. We got one back yesterday. It's supposed to went to the state of Washington. I don't know what happened, but when Chris gets back next week, we'll find out. But nonetheless, let us know if you do anything at all to help you, okay? I mean that. We want to help if we can. Don't forget this Saturday, there'll be Bible study. Phil will be there taking care of his own with some powerful videos. You don't want to miss them. You know, whenever I'm out there, I know Phil does a great job with very informative videos and information that's really, really important, a lot deeper than I can get into on certain topics. And I think you'll find it very interesting. And on the 24th, which is not normally our week we meet, we're going to meet on that day, Lord willing, because Phil will be taking some time off next month with his family to spend some time, quality time, is while he can, okay? So join us at church if you want to. You can join Phil if you like by going to PastorButch.com at 10:30 a.m. Eastern. Click on Rumble, and there it will be, all right? And then again at 11:30 for the Christian Worldview News. Then 1 to 2, he'll show more videos where we generally do the Bible study. You can join him online, like I said, or you can call the number 339-209-5013 and listen online. 339-209-5013. I hope you'll join Phil. Now, let's go to our guest tonight. Jerry Barrett, like I said, never met the man personally. But he's become a good friend, really a good friend. And a guy I enjoy talking to, we think a lot alike, and that probably scares everybody to death, but we think a lot alike. And I don't know, we just kind of hit it off. I mean, we like to joke, we like to laugh, but we know there's serious sides too, folks. And tonight is open line, like I said. Tonight is your chance to express your opinion on anything you want to. And I mean that. If you don't do it, it's not our fault. We're here to do it and let you join us if you like. All you have to do is pick up the phone and call 717-300-1698. And I hope you'll do that. I really do. Jerry, you there?
I sure am, Pastor Bud. Glad to be here, buddy.
It's good to have you. It really is. And before we're going further in the program, tell the folks very quickly, new listeners come on every now and then, tell them who you are and tell them how they can listen to you and learn more about what you do.
Well, you can listen for free at our website. Just go to powerofprophecy.com. I'm the pastor and radio host, and I write the article for our monthly newsletter. And if you want to get that, all you got to do is call us at 1-800-234-9673. Leave us a message if we don't answer, and I'll get you on our mailing list. But, yeah, I took over for Tex. You know, Butch, I was talking with somebody the other day, and I think I've been behind the mic 7 years now.
Wow.
And you're right. The time has flown. You know, it's crazy to think. I don't think people realize how much thought goes into doing your radio show, the amount of preparation I do, because I don't have a script.
No.
I have a stack of papers when I do my show, and it's topic specific, and I want to talk about a certain thing, and I want to give as much vital information to everybody so that they can do some digging to make sure that, number one, I'm not wrong, I'm not lying. And if they have a doubt, they're always free to email me or call me, and we'll have a discussion. And I just try to be simple, be straightforward, and everything comes from Jesus. I don't have anything that just pops in my head without him putting it there.
Amen. That's the truth. And I've learned over the years, brother, that I had to depend on him. I cannot tell you the times that I went on the radio or got behind a pulpit to bring a message, and I wasn't settled in my heart what I was supposed to bring in. And I studied, I prayed, nothing was given to me. Then after the years of going through this and torment myself over it, I realized that's when God's telling me, you got to trust me. I'm going to keep you to the point that you realize you're not always going to be given in advance. You got to trust me for that when I give you something when you get behind the pulpit. And he always has. But it took me a while to learn the lesson that he's trying to teach me something here. He wants me to learn to trust and not just jump up and bring what I've been studying, although nothing wrong with that. That's what I studied for. But sometimes he wants you to have a deeper trust in him so you realize more and more how important it is just to put our faith in him alone. I've learned that Amen. Lesson many times. Go ahead.
It has smacked me upside the head a number of times there, Pastor Butch. And, you know, Tex used to tell a story, and I loved it. He was in Canada, and he was at a conference. He had prepared for a couple weeks for his presentation. As he was driving from his hotel to the conference center, the Lord told him, you're not going to talk about that. You're going to talk about unholy Bible version. And Tex said, well, Lord, I haven't studied. And he said, I've got you. Woo.
Yeah.
And I've had it happen to me. I had spent a week putting something together, and I'm praying before the show because I pre-record. I don't go live, but I'm praying before I record, and the Lord says, we're going to talk about the book of Acts today. But I'm not. That's not where I was going. you never win an argument with God.
Oh, yes. No, it's like arguing with your wife. You lose every time. Just well, go ahead and listen. Uh-oh, delusion?
I whipped out my Bible, and we went to the book of Acts, and people loved the show. It was before I was a lot more comfortable behind the microphone, so must have been pretty good.
Well, again, the Lord provides and always has, and I give all credit to him because you and I both admit, Jerry, we're not the brightest bulbs in the house. We're willing to try to learn and listen. And we'll tackle topics that a lot of people will skirt around because it doesn't make them popular. We tell the truth on all issues. I don't care who's in office, what party it is. I don't care what country you're talking about or whatever it may be. We try to cover it from the point of view that's truth, not what we want to hear or what we think ought to happen. We try to tell it like it is. And that's what gets you in trouble a lot of times because Christ got in trouble. He got in trouble for telling the truth. He told absolute truth and called black white and white black. He said this is the way it is and that's the way the truth is. And he said, I'm the truth. So people got offended in that, obviously. That's why they crucified him. So if we're going to stand on the truth as best we can, and we don't know it all, but if we're going to stand on the truth, no matter how unpopular it may be, it does cost as far as friendships and camaraderie with people that you used to run around with. All of a sudden, they don't like you no more. They don't be around you no more. You changed. And you offend them. Even though you don't mean to, you do. And is that not true?
Oh, it's very true. We just went through the scandemic or plandemic, whatever you want to call
exactly.
it. And I called a spade a spade. From the moment that we were told that we had to stay at home, we had to lock down, my radio show, I covered that issue a lot. I talked to doctors, and it wasn't just me. I talked to doctors. And because I was so anti-jab and that this is a bioweapon that is being unleashed to reduce our population, well, you're anti-vax. I can't listen to you. I can't be your buddy anymore. Well, same thing goes for sodomites.
Yes.
I have known some sodomites in my lifetime, and, you know, they treated me with respect. I treated them with respect, even though I knew what they were doing was an abomination to the Lord. That was between them and God. And I would tell them, you know, this is not right. As soon as I get on the radio and talk about how bad transgenderism is, how bad same-sex marriages, how bad it has destroyed this country. Well, now they don't return phone calls. They don't want to do anything. That's fine. I'm okay with that.
Well, if you're a friend, the Bible tells you that if you're a friend of the world or the world's a friend of yours, you're not of Christ. We know that. You know, I don't know that I associate with any homosexuals that I know of. I've been around a few times, led a couple to Christ. One come to Christ, and he was a young man. His mom and dad would not let him come back to church, and 6 months later, he committed suicide.
No.
So this is what Satan does. This is what he does. This is his profession, destroying lives. He comes to steal, kill, and destroy. But I can't not speak up on these issues. You know, people think, I don't want to get carried away on the period of homosexuality, but it's more dangerous than a murderer. And I'm going to explain that. A murderer can kill your body. He can't touch your soul or your mind. But a sexual deviant is out after your body, mind, and soul. They're more dangerous than a murderer. That's why they should not be allowed to walk the streets. We see what happened because we didn't punish him. The Bible gives us the punishment and penalty for murderers and rapists and homosexuals also. It's in the Bible, both Old and New Testament. But we ignore it at our own peril. And the sad part is it isn't our peril. It's our children and grandchildren's peril that they pay more than we do. Our generation knew better. Theirs was taught differently. So that's why I'm so strong against it. Now, I don't apologize for that. I've seen what it does to people's lives. I've seen it personally. What's done to people's lives, and I just will not tolerate, you know, or try to ignore it. It's just, it is what it is. Now, folks, the line's open, 717-300-1698. If you want to speak up, now's your chance. Any topic you want to talk about, we'll try to join you the best we can. But, you know, Jerry, you've been down the radio, you said, 7 years?
Yeah.
I can't believe tech's been going that long. It's hard to imagine.
I know.
But hard to imagine. But I've been on radio going on 33 years now. And I understand when you go on the radio, you cease being a private individual. And I never was one that liked this limelight. I was always one that liked to stay in the back of the room, you know, and just kind of be quiet. I was never a upfront kind of guy. And I've often questioned the Lord, why would he call me, of all people, to go in the microphone when I don't even like to talk to people? At the time, I didn't dislike people. I just was backward and shy. I didn't want to be around them. And you put me on the radio? It took a long time for you to get over that shock that he did that. But now when I look back on it, I can understand why he did. I didn't want the limelight. Still don't. And I guess maybe I should glorify him because I'm not doing it for the money or the fame. I'm doing it because it's a calling for me. And I'm sure you're the same way.
Yes, sir. You know, yeah. Tex told the story many times that the Lord put it on his heart to talk about a certain thing, and it was about the Jews. And Tex said, why me? You know, there are other ministers out there that are more eloquent, that have a bigger reach, that can do a better job than what I do. And Tex said, the Lord said, I knew you would do it.
Yeah.
That's it. You know, when the Lord says, I knew you would do it, then you do it. And it cost Tex a number of friends. It cost the ministry quite a bit of money. You know, the support dried up. And it is what it is. Tex was approached by another well-known pastor, and he said, Tex, all you have to do is tell people that the Jews are God's chosen people. And if you can do that, you can have more money than you'll know what to do with. That's a compromise.
You see, yeah.
What's more important, his word or lucre, filthy lucre?
Well, obviously, many of them chose the lucre. You can see that everywhere. You can see that.
Very much so.
You know, and
I need a new jet.
Yeah, exactly. I just like to have an airplane. and know how to fly it. But anyway, aren't you saying, yes, I understand that. And if you tell the truth, though, people are going to be angry. But again, why did he crucify Christ? What did he do that make him upset him? He told the truth. He told the preachers of the day, the higher muckety-mucks, that you're the children of Satan. He didn't point punches. He told the truth. And that's what got him in trouble. I mean, he didn't know evil. He didn't commit one sin. He healed the sick, raised the dead, fed the poor and the hungry. But they killed him because he told the truth. That's the same thing today, isn't it? They're going to try to crucify you because you tell the truth.
Yep. You know, I would have people call and say, you know, Tex has to be getting all kinds of death threats, ugly mail. And he got some ugly mail, ugly emails. And, you know, they were so worried about his earthly body. And I said, well, you know, Tex has the greatest bodyguard ever.
Amen.
And if it ain't time, it ain't time. No matter what these people say they want to do. And Tex wrote an article one day. This is a funny story. And I got a phone call. I answered the phone, and the guy said, yeah, this is Senator blah, blah, blah. I understand you wrote an article about me. And I said, yes, sir, we did. And he said, well, how about I come down there and kick your and use some profanity?
Yeah.
And I said, come on. He said, how big a boy are you? And I said, I'm 6'2", 250. He said, you're a pretty big old boy, but I think I can take you. And I turned around and I hollered at him and I said, you better bring a sack lunch. Because it's an all-day sucker if you want to tangle with me.
And oh, gracious.
Then he hung up on me and I'm, you know, it's funny now, but I was upset, you know, and the adrenaline got pumping because this guy's threatening to come do some physical harm to me. The adrenaline got pumping. I had to go for a walk, Pastor Butch. I had to get the adrenaline out. I had to calm down and then told Tex the story. Tex died laughing. But that's what happens. People, you know, you tell the truth and they're going to be mad, and then be right. Be yeah. right with God. You don't have to worry if you're right with God.
Well, again, you're going to draw flack. I had a gentleman listen to the program, I suppose. His name was Scott. I mentioned this last night. Got all upset because I wasn't calling for impeachment of Trump and other people, and I wasn't calling for more or less a revolution. I had the bully pulpit he said to do it with, and you're not doing that. And I emailed back and said, listen, I've been doing this almost 33 years. There were two impeachments in the last few administrations. Nothing changed on that. And there's not going to be a revolution. People are not going to get that involved because the government feeds them. I said, but whenever you want to start a ministry going on 33 years of radio and to do away with family time and vacation time and dedicate your life to that, and you want to get involved and do what you want to do, then I'll start listening to what you're saying. But right now you're too immature to understand what I'm trying to tell you. So it may even matter, and I just ignore the next email. But the point of it is, no matter what you do and how you try to do it, you're going to draw criticism. Well, if you do it with the best intentions of your heart, you're going to draw criticism. Christ did. Why do we expect you any different? The disciples did. Apostles did. Most of them were martyred. And they just tried to be honorable people and stand for the truth. But you know, Jerry, when you live in a world full of fantasy and falsehoods and all matter of corruption, and you're trying to live righteously and live by the truth, you're going to draw fire. As one of the books I wrote, I put a statement in there that's impossible, and the key word here is righteous. It's impossible for a righteous man to peaceably coexist with evil. It's like mixing water and oil. It won't work. And that's impossible not to draw fire if you're righteous in a wicked world. Now, that's about as fair as straight as I can put it. What do you think?
100%, Butch. 100%. There is... You know, I knew taking over the microphone and hosting the radio show that I was going to get a lot of flack. And I laughed and I told Tex after he said he wanted me to host a radio show, I said, well, you know, if you think about it, I've been a football official now for 32 years. I think this coming season will be 33. I've been cussed at, yelled at. I've had football players want to come punch me because I kicked them out of the game because they were being an idiot. So, and I've been booed by 10,000 people. So, when I started, I had a little thinner skin, and I didn't like to be challenged. I didn't like to be doubted. I wanted to be firm, and I wanted to be fair. But when I got booed by 10,000 people the night I walked off 10-yard penalty, I smiled all 10 yards, Butch. Because in my heart of heart, I knew I was right. The game film backed up what I called. And then a friend of mine who was in charge of assigning the games, he said, nobody will call that foul. But it's the rule. You enforced it properly. And it was 100% a good call. Even though I made 10,000 people mad, it is what it is. And well, I know that I make people mad every week. And honestly, Butch, I take that as a badge of honor.
Oh, yes.
If I've made you mad and you have to go look up to prove me wrong and then you find out I'm right, I've won.
Yes. Yes. You made the
and
point.
And I'm not perfect.
No, well, no, you're not. No one is, but go ahead.
Never have been, and I don't claim to be. I do the best I can. I do as much due diligence in the research for the topics that I cover, and then I do the best I can. And I go to bed at night and I sleep fine. I don't have any reservations about what I've talked about, what I've taught, what I've spoken on, what I've addressed, what I've tried to expose. Because we are called upon to expose the evildoers.
Amen. Yes, we are. We truly are, and I don't care who they are. You know, I don't care what's Biden or Trump. I'm not a Trumpeteer, and I certainly was not supporting the Biden. The things that he did, and he was worse in a lot of areas than Trump is, and Trump is probably worse in areas than he was. But the point of it is this, I'm not here to please men. If someone does something right, I try to thank him for it, and let them know I appreciate it. We have a governor here in the state right now that's done several things I agree with. I didn't like him, didn't trust him at all. But now he's governor, he's actually done some things that make perfect sense. Folks, we're going to break. Back at the break, I'm going to talk about any of your phone calls. Where are you? 717-300-1698.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Hi, folks. Pastor Butch Paul here. I'm certain that I don't need to tell y'all we're living in unstable times, or as the Bible says, perilous times. We're starting to see shortages of many products in America, cars, clothing, furniture, and even food. We can't do much about the cars, clothing, and furniture, but we can with the food, simply by calling the Manna Foods, the best in store foods bar none. They have a shelf life over 25 years, are great tasting, no GMOs, no chemical preservatives, no aspartame or high fructose corn syrup, and no MSGs. Give the Manna a call at 888-597-0775. That's 888-597-0775. Or go to namana.com. Mention the Pastor Butch sent you and get a 10% discount. That's 888-597-0775. You'll be glad you did.
Hi there, and thank you so much for listening. This is Summer. I'm owner and operator here at Superior Mountain Herbs. Please visit us at www.superiormountainherbs.com. You can always call or text 406-274-7579. We'd be happy to assist you with any of your health and wellness needs, whether you're currently combating serious disease and infection like cancer, or you're just simply looking to keep your body in great shape and maintain what God has already given you, you can visit us and we would absolutely love to help you. Once again, visit us at www.superiormountainherbs.com or give us a call at 406-274-7579 to get your hands on some of the most incredible handcrafted, organic, and wildcrafted supplements on the planet. SuperiorMountainHerbs.com.
Hello, folks. Pastor Butch here. A lot of y'all are asking me to give our address out on the air, and I never take time during the interviews, but here's our address. If you want to write to us, send us a letter, say hello, or place an order, or whatever you want to do, our address is simple. It's Pastor Butch Paul, P-A-U-G-H, or call to Decision Ministries. The address is 224 Herd. That's spelled H-U-R-D. 224 Herd Road, Netty, N-E-T-T-I-E, N-E-T-T-I-E, West Virginia, 26681. 224 Herd Road, Netty, West Virginia, 26681. There you go. Thanks a lot.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cedarstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
This is war, not a game we're playing. This is a war. Your sword and shield. And on the battlefield, Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
And folks, tonight you're a knight. Pick up the sword and shield. Get on the battlefield. The lines are open. I was just telling Jerry that years ago I used to open up, have an open line mic like we do tonight, and the phone lines would fill up almost immediately and stay full. Not so much anymore. Some people are just tired of talking about these things or getting tired of listening to me. I don't know. I sure do understand getting tired of listening to me. I get tired of listening to me, too. And so does my wife, Marcia Jean. But nonetheless, the lines are open. If you want to talk to us, we do want to hear from you. Please know that you're welcome on this program. I mean, we may not agree on everything, but you're not the only person that I've disagreed with. So just come on and join us at 717-300-1698. It's open. If you want to call and share your thoughts. That's what tonight's all about. It's not about me. It's not about Jerry. It's about telling the truth best we can and having a conversation, sharpening each other's wits a little bit with more information, and learn from one another. I certainly don't know it all, and I don't think Jerry does either. I think he'll admit that. We're still learning ourselves. So come and join us if you like. The lines are flat out open. 717-300-1698. Jerry, like I said, the lines are open for people to call and talk to us, and we're going to take a phone call from a friend right down from where you're from. We're going to talk to Matt in Texas. Matt himself puts out a little newsletter once a month, a very good newsletter. Matt, come on in.
Hi, Pastor Bitch. Hi, Jerry.
Good to hear from you.
Hey, Matt. Good to hear you, buddy. You too. Been a while since I talked to you, but I heard you both on there. I thought, you know, I need to join in on this. So.
Yes, you do.
But, Pastor Bitch, have you ever read Texas Book, Pastors and Churches Gone Wild?
Oh, yes, I have.
Do you have a copy of that?
Probably somewhere, but I don't know where. But yes, I've read the book.
Okay. Okay, I just ordered two this week, and I was going to send you a copy if you didn't have one.
But I have read it. It's amazing. And this has been years ago, Matt. And they were insane back then. It's got to be worse now.
Right. Yeah.
But go ahead.
I don't know if... we got this...
I watched the clip on T.D. Jakes about a week ago, and the guy's just a total false prophet, and no wonder he's been hanging out with Diddy and all that, you know. But he just resigned.
Diddy's catching a lot of flack right now, and this may open the Pandora's box on some things. But, you know, it's maybe like Jeffrey Epstein. All the ones powered around him, including the Clintons, including Trump, they all powered around with him. But all of a sudden, their records were on Bonzi's desk, and all of a sudden, they're not brought out. So who knows what might come out of this Diddy thing. Maybe nothing to amount to anything. But these people are as dirty as they can get. But somehow or another, that dirt doesn't seem to catch up with him. Go ahead, Matt.
Hey, Jerry, I got a question for you. Have you ever heard of, I was listening to this cat that show yesterday, and have you ever heard of the doctrine of the perpetual virginity of Mary?
Oh, yes.
The Catholic doctrine?
Yes.
That?
Hello?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm here, Matt. That flabbergasts me. How they twist. It just, you know, what happens if, it tells us in Revelation, what happens if you change God's word? And that's what the Catholic Church has done.
Many times over, by the way. Many times over.
Right.
Yeah, this is another.
I did.
Go ahead. Go ahead, Matt. Go ahead.
I did. As soon as I heard that, you know, I've really never heard that before. But as soon as I heard that, you know, I went and looked the scriptures up. And Jesus had four brothers and two sisters. So there was at least seven of them. He had Mary had seven children, according to the scripture, but they're saying they never had any kind of she never had any kind of relationship with her husband. it's just crazy. People believe this stuff, you know. But
well, I mean, look, they just crowned the new pope from Detroit, America. And people are going crazy about that. Man, it's the best thing since sliced bread. I mean, everybody's happy and tickled pink. But he's a new one. He's from America.
And I don't like his nose. He looks like a Jew to me.
A lot of them have been.
He's got a hook nose. He's got a Jewish hook nose. So watch this guy. So, and Prefost, his name is Prefost. Prefost is a French name, but I looked it up and it's got Jewish ties to it. So this guy looks like a Jew to me. So
okay, but what could be?
If you know, the Rothschilds have controlled the finances of the Vatican for decades.
Yeah.
It's a picture.
Right.
Yeah,
so,
there's nothing there that should surprise us. There's a pattern to all this. We know that.
Yeah.
Right.
The thing that gets me, Matt, is how many people that aren't even Catholic were hanging by the edge of their seat waiting to see what the conclave was going to vote and who was going to be the new pope?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
Right. It's amazing.
You know,
we can see the deception. How the Antichrist and the false prophet are going to those people were doing that, and that they were there in St. Peter's Square. Those are the type of people who are going to follow the Antichrist, in my opinion.
They already are.
Right.
I mean, I'm going to tell you now that the Catholic Church is Antichrist. I'll make a lot of them mad.
Yes, sir.
I'm sorry. I'm not saying the lower echelon people are not sincere. I'm not saying that at all. Some are very good moral people that think doing the right thing. But the higher echelon knows what they're doing, and they know they're deceiving the people, and that's what they plan to do. That's just the way it is. Anything else you want to say?
You know, Matt, you mentioned T.D. Jakes and being in cahoots with P. Diddy, and I know that there are other people that have brought this up about the Southern Baptist Church, where Pastor
that were offended, like the kids that were molested, had to sign non-disclosure agreements, and then the pastor was shipped somewhere else in the Southern Baptist system. And it's the same thing that the Catholics did with pedophile priests.
That's true.
And if they couldn't find a home for them, they sent them to the Vatican so that they could not be extradited. Just,
that's very true.
Satan has his hooks in all of these things, and we need to be more diligent and more investigative, I guess is the word I'm looking for, to look for the truth.
More discernment. More discernment. Godly discernment is what we need.
What's discernment? What's discernment these days, fellas? Seriously. It's a gift that's it's dying.
Oh, it is
because
dying.
We take everything at face value. We've got the internet. Everything's right on the internet.
Well, you don't use judgment. You've seen the old sign that common sense is dead, and it has a little eulogy to common sense. Common sense is almost gone. I mean, that's just a lacking. Common decency, common courtesy. All these things are dying in America because America's dying. We turn our back on God, we're being turned into hell, just like the book tells us. So we're seeing this happen. Matt, anything else you want to say? We got to jump. Anything else you want to say?
That's my 2 cents worth. Good to talk to you again, Jerry, and you, Pastor Butch. And
I'll tell you what. You remind me, and I'll send a penny back to you. 2 cents worth. I'll send a penny back to you.
Okay.
All right. Keep those newsletters coming, Matt. I love them.
All right.
Oh, by the way, tell folks how they get a copy of your newsletter. Free, folks, free.
Oh, you caught me off guard here. Let me go check my the address here. It's safesave.com, and you can I post it there. If you want to you want me to mail you one, it's Tribulation Watch Newsletter, P.O. Box 18-2085, Arlington, Texas, 76096.
Okay.
Write me and I'll send you a free copy.
Can't beat that. Thanks, Matt, for the call. Appreciate it. Thank you. That gentleman is such a sweetheart to talk to. Really a good guy to talk to. Let's talk to Jan.
I've been talking to Matt for.
Oh, go ahead. Well, he's. Go ahead. I'm sorry. Let me keep interrupting you. Go ahead.
Matt does a great job, and when I first talked to him, he said he'd send me the newsletter, and he hadn't stopped.
No, he doesn't.
I look forward to it every month. He does great work.
And he's such a humble gentleman to talk to. He's a down-to-earth kind of guy. I like him. I like talking to him. All right, let's talk to Jan in Iowa. Jan, come on in.
Hey, Pastor, you want to do some more songs?
Now, there you go. Why not?
Song history? No, this, people watch for these popes because they hear these so-called prophecies, Malachi, Notre Dame, and they're waiting for one named Peter. Well, don't they think that the devil knows that?
Well, I would think so, yes.
So do you think he's going to let, you know, let him do that? No.
Well,
I would prove it right.
this is deception is such a strange quality, I guess you say, because if you knew it was deception, you wouldn't be deceived, and that's the hard part. And Christ, and we're told in the scriptures that we shouldn't be caught in the snares of Satan. But Christ said the children of this world are wiser in their time than the church, and that's sad. It should be the other way around. But we are being deceived, and most of us have taught this past Saturday, Jan, by our own lust. By our own lust, we're tempted, and we're deceived. Because it feels good. We want to be deceived. We want that next handout. We want government to take care of us. I mean, we trust them right to the point that we will almost
tonight.
Take the mark that it takes to eat. Go ahead.
You know, we want an easy life.
Yes, we do.
We don't want to have any bumps, and, you know, I want what I want, and that's what I want. That's the attitude of most of these people.
And
so the preachers found out if they tell them what they want to hear, they'll give them money.
Uh-huh.
And they can live like kings.
That's very
true. Don't tell them the truth. Tell them what they want to know. Yeah.
That's very true.
Yeah.
Sad but true.
Jan, I need a new jet, so.
Yeah.
I need a couple hundred grand.
Hey, all my spare change goes to the pastor.
Well, Jan, I won't be so greedy, Jan. I don't need a jet. Just send me enough for a twin-engine prop. I mean, I'm happy with that.
I don't know if I want you to fly, Pastor. I mean, there's birds falling out of the sky.
I know that. Well, anything else you want to say, Jan?
No, that's it. There wasn't all anybody right. calling in, so I thought I'd call
well,
in.
Well, thank you.
In.
I appreciate that. Thanks so much. And folks, the line is
you
open.
Later.
717.
Bye, you guys.
Bye-bye, honey.
Bye, Jan.
717-300-1698. And it is open line. You see, folks, we want to hear from you. We enjoy talking to you. It's not about me. It's not about Jerry. It's all about glorifying Christ, but also sharing with their brothers and sisters, give them a chance to speak their mind and share what's on their heart. Jerry and I are so far from being anywhere near perfect in any way, shape, or form, but we're trying to do our best to glorify God and edify the body of Christ and give everybody a chance to speak their mind on something that's maybe it's on their heart. This hour is expensive. I'm not just saying that. It costs money to do this radio show and be on dozens of radio stations and different places all over the world. It's not cheap. There's nothing cheap about it. So when I offer this time, I'm offering the money that people donated to me to give you a chance to say what's on your mind. Now, Jerry, I don't know how I can say anything clearer than that. Do you?
No. I think people would be shocked if they knew what airtime costs. And, you know, I think it's awesome that, first off, I want to say, Jan, thank you for making me smile, making me laugh. You know, there's enough problems in the world that, you know, a hearty chuckle now and then is a pretty good deal to put up with and to just make you happy that there are people out there like Matt, like Jan, that they know that we've got problems, but there are lighter things that we can laugh and joke about to kind of, you know, fill our hearts with joy again. Because it gets tough.
It does,
Butch,
get tough.
When you,
yes, it does.
When you constantly see how far down this nation has fallen. And I am a patriotic American. My dad served 22 years in the Air Force. So military members have a place in my heart. Now, I know that there's guys that are and women that are just like they are in the police and every other walk of life, that they have a dark heart, an evil heart, and Satan has them, and they aren't letting them go. But there are so many good people out there that need to have their voice heard, and they should be calling in and talking to us. And, you know, if there's something I've missed, I want to know.
Absolutely.
Because that's, and, you know, Butch, there are so many radio shows that I've done because somebody called the ministry or they sent me an email and they asked me a question. Well, now I got to figure this out.
Uh-huh.
And that's fun to me. And I know it was for Tex. He loved to take something that somebody had sent him and go, well, let me see if this is right. Kind of like what Matt was talking about with pastors and churches going wild. That was a compilation of different stories that show the rot that has taken over the pulpits in America.
Yes.
And these are the same people that shut their church down and let the flock flounder during the lockdown.
Yep.
They're not men of God. They are shysters. They are con men. And, you know, the first time I saw Kenneth Copeland on TV, I saw a snake, Butch.
Wow.
didn't trust anything that came out of his mouth.
I can understand that. And I can.
That's my personal opinion about the man. I don't know. Hopefully he gets right with God before he has to walk up to the seat of judgment and answer for what he's done.
I agree. Well, let's take the phone call. Let's talk to David in Oklahoma. David, come on in. Welcome.
Good evening.
Good evening.
I was wondering if you could reiterate and maybe talk in the distant near future about some of the things that you thought one of your former guests, Deborah Tavares, was talking about on your show.
Well, I'm gonna have Deborah on sometime again in the future, David, Lord willing. She stays really busy, and you know, she left radio for quite a while, and she wouldn't come back on again. Said she's ready to do some more shows. We did some, obviously, but I'll have her on again sometime, and of course, you can always call and talk to her in person if you like to. Then to cover something that you might want to know about.
That'd be an honor. Do you have any input, or does your guest have any input on that kind of technology and the way it may be heading in the future?
Well, obviously, and I'll say this, and I'll let Jerry take a jab at it, then we'll get to Carolyn in Washington State. Obviously, this technology is for real. AI is demonic, and I'm just going to say it flat out. It's demonic. It's demonically influenced. It's demonically taught the man to do it. It's demonic. And don't be shocked, people, say that. Fallen angels taught men many things, maybe some ways, and some of them good, but to the point that it would lead to destruction sooner or later. Fallen angels did a lot of things on earth before you and I knew time existed. And that's a fact. But anything you want to say on that very quickly on that, Jerry?
You know, Tex wrote a book called Robot Alchemy, and he talked about the bad side of this technology, AI, transhumanism, how people want to live forever, and they seem to think that they're going to send their brain, their mind, their memories over to a computer, and then they're going to go in a robot and
live forever.
None of it's good.
No, it's
none
not.
Of it's good.
Many years ago. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
That's all right, David. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, do you think that is tied into the CERN technology over in Switzerland somehow?
I think what they're doing over there is trying to replicate, and this is what man does. They try to replicate what God has done because the hubris of man, I know as much as God, and I'm going to prove it, and I'm going to create this super collider, and we're going to create a big bang, like what God, what happened, because it wasn't God. And that whole mindset, you can lump that in with the artificial intelligence craze that's going on with the animal research for these bioweapons. All of this is man trying to be God, where they're splicing genes
That's true.
They're turning a rat into a boy. This is all part of that hubris of man that I am as smart as God, and I'm going to prove it. I mean, look at Dolly, the sheep that they cloned.
Yes. This is for real stuff. And, Dave, I hate to jump in that time. A good question. Now, whenever I have Deborah on again, feel free to call and ask questions if you like, okay?
Thank you. It's been my pleasure, gentlemen.
All right, thanks for calling us. It's ours, too, believe me. All right, let's go to Carolyn in Washington State. Carolyn, welcome.
Hi, thank you. I'm curious where you think we should draw the line in the sand for sure. We had COVID jabs, and people said that was the mark of the beast, and we have real ID coming on, and people are talking about that. And then there's Musk with his chips in your head. What do we really look out for? I live in Washington State, and our governor just passed a bill about forced jabs. So that's my line in the sand right there. But for any of you left alive, what should we be watching really for the mark of the beast?
All right. I'm going to say this, dear. We're about out of time. Let you add a minute to it. Did you catch this past Saturday's teaching, Carolyn? I did a Bible study.
Pardon me? Say it again. I'm sorry.
Did you catch this past Saturday's teaching that I did at Bible study?
Oh, part of it. Part of it, yeah.
Okay, I pretty much addressed it there. And not as anything, any great finale, what you need to resist. We should have resisted many, many things a long time ago. We've been conned into the Mark the Beast system. With every benefit they've given us, they've hooked us further into the system. We know that now.
Yes.
So where do you draw the line? Well, the young girl should have drew the line as soon as the young boy touched her knee. But we didn't do it. And now the guy's almost naked, if you know what I mean. So the next step is to totally take us over. So, I can't put a defining time, but I do know we've come too far now. My point is I'm not going any further. I'm not taking through ID. I'm not going any further. I went further than what I should have before I knew it. Now that I know it, I'm accountable. Jerry, what do you want to say to answer that?
I refuse to take the jab. I don't trust our government. What is the old saying? I'm from the government and I'm here to help.
Oh, yes.
I think Ronald Reagan made a joke out of that.
Yes.
Anything that comes from the federal government, from the state, I'm in Texas, and we have some decent politicians. But my litmus test is, would I trust them to watch my kids or grandkids?
Amen.
No. Maybe two or three out of all of them. So I'm with you, Butch. I don't trust the government. I did not take the jab. I won't register any of my guns. I hate the fact that they pushed this real ID garbage out there.
Yeah, I'm not.
And I know I don't have a choice because it's going to be on my driver's license. But
I'm not going to be
a willing participant.
Texas makes you take the real ID your driver's license. They don't do that here yet, West Virginia. You don't have to take the real ID if you don't want to. Carolyn, I got it. I'm sorry, honey, I ran out of time.
Yeah, that's fine.
Thanks for calling. Appreciate it.
Bye-bye.
But so far, you can volunteer into it, but I haven't taken it. I don't intend to. I just don't. For 11 years, I drove without driver's license because I wouldn't do a digital picture. I still don't have a digital picture registered DMV that I know of. Jerry, we're down to this last few seconds. What do you want to say in closing? How can people get in contact with you?
Okay, you can call me at the office, me or Sandra, 1-800-234-9673. We're there Monday through Friday, 8 to 5 p.m. And you can go to powerofprophecy.com. All my contact information, email, phone number, address, everything's right there on the page, powerofprophecy.com. Butch, thanks for letting me come on and be a guest on your show.
Thank you, my friend. I'll talk to you again in the future, okay?
Yes, sir. Look forward to it.
All right, babe. God bless. Folks, for the grace of God, we see you tomorrow night with a guest that you're going to want to hear. The medical establishment killed his daughter, literally killed her, and now he's in court to prove it. See you tomorrow night. Good night.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.